This is Dr. Bernasco with Kolaski with reporter on patient Logan Thompson. They are about to 2/19/93 and the procedural history of duodenal bulb and neuroendocrine tumor in 2020-21. He had an EMR. US with EMR done. Follow-up endoscopy was done in September 2021 with no residual evidence of tumor. This is a follow-up endoscopy patient, also history of GERD, history of gastric ulcer, and here for colorectal cancer screening. Physician Again, I saw the duodenal nodule in the bulb area, and the metal clip was also noted, which was placed seemed like a couple of years ago. The nodule still appeared to be there. Maybe it's just a mucosal fold from the clip on, and could be granuloma, but the biopsy was taken with Schlage diagnosis. Let's go right back to the antrum. Palos and Lucrano and evidence of palsy also. So the antrum had an nodule in the antrum, which was biopsy from histologic diagnosis, or neuroendocrine tumor, or any other GIST or gastrointestinal tumors or pancreatic rest. Biopsy from the antrum, gastritis, noted biopsy from histologic diagnosis. At the incisura, or the junction between the incisura and the sac and the antrum, a thickened fold noted. This could be a prior ulcer, but atypical thickened fold noted, which were multi-biopsy from histologic diagnosis. Rural neoplastic cancers, or adenocarcinomatous changes. The lower body and upper body, stomach, and retrosexual fundus and cardiopathy, unremarkable, post-strained biogestion, quotient short segment Barrett, biosynthetic slag lines, evasive pressure, patient complication, patient will turn around, KY generally prioritum, C school rectum, rectum segment, descending call, fine fresh, drain call, hepatic flexure, basal sequence, that fixture, coming up, few puddles, liquid, sugar, washed up, paired to adequate prep. No evidence in any colon polyps, colon rectum, because of nature very small to mass of polyp, colon rectum, adenocarcinoma, rectum, hemorrhoid, obliteries, constrained, evasive, pressure, patient, complication. Finding number one, question, short, submit, ballot, pass, take one, stock diagnosis. Number two, moderate enteral gastritis, pass, table. Number three, gastric nodule in the antrum, removed and pass, you're taking diagnosis. Number four, the junction of incisura and the antrum, there was thickened, atypical thickened fold noted. This could be where the ulcer probably might be, and this could be just granulomatous changes, but the biopsy were taken, rule out neoplastic cells or atypical cells or adenocarcinoma or mouse lymphoma. Number four, the bulb area, in the bulb area, the bulbar duodenal nodule again noted with a metal clip on it, which was placed on a few years ago. It appeared to be having, again, the nodule. Biopsy would take a slag diagnosis. Could this be a granuloma? Biopsy would take broad recurrent neuroendocrine tumor. Number six, colonoscopy of Sika. Number seven, fair to adequate prep. Number eight, negative for colon cancer screen. Number nine, hemorrhoids. Recommendation, await for the stomach biopsy because of helicobacterial vitreous therapy. Await for the gastric nodule and thickened fold and incisura and the antrum of the stomach. Biopsy were taken, even if the biopsy comes from the duodenal nodule or gastric nodule or thickened mucosa comes negative for any malignant cells or any atypical cells, I would still refer the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of these three areas and also to see if the EMR need to be done if needed for the duodenal bulbar nodule and gastric nodule or thickened mucosal fold at that juncture in incisura and antrum of the stomach. Number three would be continued proton pump inhibitor, pentamidazole 40 milligrams per day. Number five, advised patient hyperactive drink some more water. There's two soft amendments, 35 serpent, preparation means the people ask given 5 years colon cancer screening, follow 1 to 2 condition. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Kipra, Dr. Kenneth Lim. Kenneth Lim and copy Dr. Paul and Sarah, they appreciate May 8th on 23rd, they extend May 8th on 23rd, they should have a